Neil McHugh, just after a draw with Sligo there in the first round of the Connacht Minor Football Championship. How do you think that one went?
Funny type of game, PJ, to be honest. We had the wind in the first half. We didn't make use of when we went in behind at half time. I think we felt fouled with a Sligo goal, really, probably again the run of play. We were grouped at half time and we spoke to the lads. We just told them the significance, like, you know, that they were playing for one of the flagship Galway teams and that we needed to see more of them in the second half. I thought in the first half we probably had enough possession to be ahead at half time, but the scoreboard didn't show that, which was fair enough, like, you know, fair play to the Sligo lads. Second half, regrouped, went out again, brought it back to a pint, got struck again for another sucker goal, one long ball in, a good well worked by Sligo in fairness. That put us four points behind midway through the second half. And with all the possession and opportunities and chances we had, if I was told we were going to get a draw midway through the second half and 4 points down, I took it. That's how it finished, 2-5, 2-11. We regroup, we sit down Monday night and we have a chat about this evening where we can improve, have a look at who's injured, who may be out. We took a few big hits there today, who may be out, and we regroup and we head to the Hyde next Friday evening to face Roscommon.
It was a tough fought game, that first half especially. Sligo really dropping 15 men behind the ball, and it was hard to break down.
That's unfortunately the way it's gone in some games. Mightn't be good in the spectacle to look at, but look at, we did, we tried, we dug deep. We knew it was going to come the second half, especially again the breeze. As you can see, we were very, very patient there in front of goal, working the back and over, trying to probe the opportunities. I thought we were very lucky. We had maybe 3 goal chances in the space of 30 seconds at one stage. None of them worked. None of them came off. That would have put us into a commanding position at that point in the game. It didn't happen. It finishes all square at the end. And all I can say is well done to both sides for a very entertaining game here in front of the Irish crowd. And we regroup for Roscommon next weekend.
It was tough as well, the reaction. The skidding of the ball on the pitch was very evident, especially in that first half. It was so slick. It was tough for the lads really to actually get a hold of it.
I was get a handle it, but we have to appreciate as well the amount of rainfall we've had over the last couple of days, and for Tuam Stadium to be the Tuam Stadium pitch to be as good as what it is this evening, it's a credit to the people involved here. Surface slippy, look at, there's things in sports you can control, there's the controllables and the uncontrollables. You can never control the conditions, so we worked with them. It was there for both sides, and in the end, look, I'm happy to be going away with a point. It'd be fair different if time ran out and we were 1 point down or something.
All credit to the lads, and especially in that second half. 8 points in that second half. You know, Sligo did get a goal. Unfortunately, it was, you know, they finished up with 1-3, but outscored them 8-4 in that second. So, and that last gasp point by Killian Joyce is fantastic.
It was, yeah. In fairness, I have to give them huge credit. We're going to listen here and I'm going to talk to them and I'm going to praise them individually, like, you know, what they've done. And I thought we showed tremendous character there the last 2 minutes of that game. We never say die, especially when we conceded the second goal. Like, you know, you could see these guys are still 16 and 17 years of age. Like, you know, I know it's minor, but we're trying to improve them in all aspects of their game to educate them for going forward. But the character they showed in the last 2 minutes, I thought, was tremendous. Our halfbacks, our midfielders coming through there, I thought, like, you know, everyone put in a massive effort towards the end, and we were coming away with the draw.